welcome to episode 253 of the AFK podcast for the week of December 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC gaming podcast from gamers like you. Joining me this week are Curls.
What's good? What's good in the hood?
Logan.
Oh, yeah.
And Whitney.
Hello.
What's up, guys? I hope you all had a good holiday. I'm exhausted. I can't believe that I let my wife drag me out to stores on Black Friday. But I finally complained so much that she took me home.
Oof.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Did you get anything?
Did I? No, I did not get anything. She was shopping for the kids, basically. There was a couple things she was looking to get deals on. And she did get a few things. What's up, Jerry Gamer? We got Jerry Gamer in the chat room.
Hey.
Other than that, I've been playing Jedi Fallen Order. I think I've got 24 hours into it. That doesn't mean it's a 24-hour game, but I'm trying to find every secret, every crate that I can. So I keep going back to the areas I've already gone through and re-exploring them. Other than that, I finally got into the GOG Galaxy 2.0 beta, and it is now my default game launcher. I love GOG Galaxy 2.0. It's awesome. And it just works.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It just works. You know, with very little setup on my part, it just works. It's great.
It's the one launcher to rule them all.
I think it will be. I really do think it will be. And it's responsive and it's quick. You know, you click on something, boom, you're there. I like that about it, especially. And that's been a bit it for me. What about you, Logan? What have you been up to?
I've been doing some bullshit game of life stuff where, you know, life gets in the way of my gaming.
You had any more heart attacks since the last time we spoke?
No. Work's been cool, though. You know, we had to lay off 44 people, so, you know, we got that going for us, which is kind of good. No, that's not good. That's not good for
anyone.
That's
not good, yeah.
Yeah, so that sucked. But yeah, so we got through that, unfortunately. And I picked up a couple old games that I used to love, but I'd never managed to finish. One was Heroes of Might and Magic 5. I remembered I always got to this one battle, one scenario that was so hard. And I must have played this game like literally 8 years ago. I can't even remember when it came out. But I remember I got to this one battle and I got past it and the game glitched and I could no longer advance or play it. So I was so mad because it took me forever to get past this one battle. So I'm like, yeah, it's been, you know, half a decade. It's time to go try it again. So I got to the same battle, got past it in, you know, half the time, and the game glitched and I can't finish it. So fuck that piece of shit game.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's like, I think I must have like 200 hours on it, something like that.
Heroes of Might and Magic. Is that a card game?
It is. I don't even know how to term it. It's a tactical game where part of the game is you're running your character around a map looking to pick up resources to build your army. You have your general or your hero who you can level up with magic and items and all this stuff. And then when you go into battle, the screen, you have two sides. You lay out your troops, like you put your archers down here, your infantry up here, you know, and then your general stands in the back and can either directly attack or cast buff spells or cast attack spells. And then you move your creatures across the board or within range and do your attacks that way. Have you never played any of the Heroes of Might and Magic games?
Now that you're explaining it, I believe I have.
Yeah, so they're good. They're good. But yeah, it, anyway, I used to love it. It had a good story, cutscenes that went along with it and blah, blah, blah. But in the end, I'm like, I can't believe, 5 years later that it's never been patched and that I'm screwed once again. I'm just looking through my Steam list to see what I have on record for hours played. One second. Let me see if I can find this. You know what I gotta say as I'm trying to do this now? I don't like Steam's new layout.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's not the best. I think it was put out too quickly.
Like, how can I not get a listing of all my games immediately?
I think the worst part for me is like when you switch over to the store, it's the old layout.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes me miss the old one for the library.
Yeah, that.
Hopefully they'll give us a chance or an option to roll back soon. I find the new Steam interface to be too chaotic. I mean, it's pretty and everything, but I can't find anything.
After so many years, I didn't want change.
Yeah,
so
right?
Used to it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if it wasn't so busy.
Yeah.
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 Like, I mean, you pull up your interface and all you see are freaking tiles everywhere. And it's like, okay, where's my settings? Like, where's my settings with? Where's the store link? Like, it doesn't say store anywhere. Yeah. What are you doing? Like,
mm-hmm. Where is the full list of all games? Like, I remember I had it when I started, and I'm like, oh, I just want to see my installed games. And now I want to go back and see the full list of games that I can install from, and I don't.
Yeah, it's under the library, I think. Don't ask me where library is.
But then it's
I know, right?
All right, you know what? I can't do it. So fuck this piece of shit, Steam. I'm going back to GOG.
GOG?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
GOG, good old games.
GOG.
Yeah. So I've been doing that, and I played a bit of Broforce as well. Picked that up.
That's
for,
an old one.
30 minutes, 45 minutes. An oldie but a goodie. It's an awesome one that if you just want to pick up, go do something for like, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes. Awesome.
It's got co-op too, I think.
Oh, the co-op on it is amazing. Just drop in and drop out. Yeah, it's hilarious, but it does get way repetitive really quickly. So,
yeah. You know,
it's one of those games that's better played with friends too.
Yeah, absolutely. And beer.
Lots of beer.
Yeah, lots of beer. Oh, Curlin, what about you?
The only thing that's been on my docket this week has been I'm playing a little bit of Outer Worlds right now. Yesterday, was it the day before, Imagineer had hooked me up with a buddy pass for Stadia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it even included a game. So I picked up Destiny to see how well it plays. And, I mean, for my crappy connection, I'm kind of surprised at how well it plays.
Good. I know you were looking forward to playing that when you travel.
Yeah, right. It's definitely console settings, at least on my connection, because the best I can get out of it is 1080p 30. But I mean, my connection is only like 45 down and like 5 up. So,
yeah, 45 is not terrible.
No, it's not terrible, but it's not great.
Yeah.
But playing with a keyboard and mouse on my Linux machine, it reminds me of how it moves inside on the consoles, like the PlayStation or whatnot. So that was it didn't take too big of a I didn't take too big of a hit, like kind of recalibrating. But then just for sakes, because I had heard on the PC Gamer podcast that your saves didn't carry over. And of course, it was Hayden Dingus that didn't know what the hell he was doing or what he was talking about.
So they do then?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like, you have one set of saves as long as you attach it to the cross save setup that Bungie has, and you can use that the one set of characters on any of the platforms that the game is on. So.
Cool. What are you streaming that on? Your Chromecast, or just through the browser?
No, just in the browser.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
since the anti-cheat keeps it from running on Linux, I was playing it on my main machine.
Cool. And how was your holiday?
A busy AF.
Yeah. Same here.
Like, the beginning of the week, I had to take the baby girl to see my parents. And then she was going to be with the mom, so I had to bring her back and drop her off. Then I had to pick up my girl from the airport. Then we went to see my parents.
and that's a drive, right? Because they're all the way south of you.
They're in Macon, which is like driveway to driveway. It's like 100 miles.
It's like
an hour and 40 minutes or so. But it was worth it. We had a great time. I dragged her all over the place. She was kind of tired of me, but she met all of my people, so it worked out.
Did you introduce her to the rest of the gang?
Not yet.
Cool.
Of course, she's met my brother, but
Whitney, I don't see anything on your playlist.
I didn't really play anything beyond like League of Legends or Final Fantasy 14. My WoW sub kind of ended, and I've just been like, eh. I'm not in any rush to renew that or anything. I don't know. I've just been in a slump where I haven't really wanted to play anything, but I have been wanting to get into Nier, and I don't know what's been holding me back. I've just been, I don't know, I haven't wanted to sit much at the computer.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year.
Yeah. Then I spent quite a bit of time out of the house, so I've just been taking care of real life stuff more than playing. But I got up to Silver 1 in the Team Fight Tactics or whatever it's called, so pretty happy. So I'm hoping to be in gold soon. I'll be so proud.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
cool. Nothing too big in the news this week, but we do have a few things we can discuss. Let me pull up my second screen. Oh, wrong button. This one. There we go. Apparently a man in China has been ordered to pay $13,000 to get his $1.4 million game avatar back. This is from TechSpot. I don't know what to say about this. $1.4 million. I guess if you got it. Right? I mean, it's your money.
If you're spending $1.4 million on the character to start with, I'm thinking you can easily fork over the other $13,000 to get it.
It's a bit messed up, though, that you give it to your friend, and your friend's like, no, I'll give it back for, like, $13,000. Like, what?
No. The friend was going to... So, he gave it to the friend via the marketplace online so the friend could demo it and test it out. Then the friend tried to give it back, I believe, but he mistyped something and accidentally put it up for $500. And so someone else scooped it up for $500. So that's why the original guy sued his friend and NetEase, because they claimed it was a flaw in the system that a character worth so much could be sold for so little. So that's when the judge said, you need to pay $13,000 to get your character back. And then, you know, everyone go their separate ways.
I didn't realize there were this many, like, people in China with that kind of money to throw around.
Yeah, there are.
Man.
If you look on GTG,
what are they doing, selling WoW gold?
You'll see characters for sale. Yeah, thousands upon thousands.
That's crazy.
Man.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, they have industry because we gave it to them.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no, I mean, just like the whole story. Like, it's just pretty crazy. I don't know.
1.4 million. I could retire with 1.4 million.
Yeah, really?
Me too.
I could pick up a 2080 Ti with 1.4 million.
Yeah, you could pick up a few. I still wouldn't buy one.
Nope, me either.
Not until they lower the price. And speaking of AMD, or speaking of G-Sync or NVIDIA, they announced this week that moving forward, all future G-Sync displays will also work with FreeSync, which I think is a smart move on their part.
Yeah, it's about time. I hated the whole fact that FreeSync and G-Sync were mutually exclusive, and then they had to choose your monitor, which tied you into their ecosystem.
Wait,
like,
quick correction.
That's just...
FreeSync was always open source.
FreeSync?
Was always open source. NVIDIA chose not to implement it.
Okay, yeah. But it's still the end. Yeah, okay, I see that. Yeah, so point made. But the end difference to the consumer is still the same. You have to choose a side, and then you're sort of stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
You're tied to it via your monitor. So finally, this is good to see. You know, put consumers first for once.
Yeah, I don't think they really had a choice in the matter at this point, because I would imagine that the FreeSync monitors, since there's no additional price for FreeSync, that the FreeSync monitors were probably more attractive, especially price-wise.
Yeah, I agree.
And we talked about Stadia a little bit. Looks like Stadia offered refunds to those who already bought games coming to Stadia Pro subscription. What happened was Stadia Pro was supposed to have Tomb Raider and another game. I can't remember which game it was. Not Farming Simulator. Was it Farming Simulator? Yeah, it might have been Farming Simulator. For the Stadia Pro subscription. And then it ended up becoming a launch title that came with Stadia. So they've gone back and they've offered refunds to Stadia Pro consumers or subscription holders, which is good. They said this is outside their normal policy, and they're only doing this in this particular situation and not to expect it in the future, but good on them for doing something right for the consumer.
Yeah, it was a crap launch, and right now it is, you know, from what I read, I mean, Kernels, you've actually tried it, so from what I've read, it's a crap product, but it's still a product I'd love to see succeed properly. You know, it's still an awesome idea.
Yeah, the tech is solid. Google just needs to put some work into it. Because, I mean, like, even on my setup, the only time that I saw any kind of slowdown with input or any of that kind of stuff is when there was an explosion directly in front of my camera. You know, like, it. So if I'm running and I step on something and it blows up, that's when I get a hitch. Other than that, man, I'm actually kind of surprised that I can actually play Destiny, because it's kind of half co-op Twitch-ish, you know what I mean? And it still feel fluid, so.
Yeah, you know, the tech is cool. What happened between the demo and this? Because when they demoed it, it was slick. Were they just the same thing? They had everything just set up perfect for.
Yeah, I think it was a thing where it was like, this is all the stuff that we're planning on doing. And we got to start like at step one. So.
Yeah. Make it work first.
Who else tried this? NVIDIA tried it, right?
Oh, man.
Their service is still alive. They've never taken it out of beta, though. The cool thing with the way they have their setup is if you can log in with your Steam account and play any of your games that you have in your Steam account through their service.
Yeah, that was it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm willing to. My guess is that they haven't taken it out of beta because they don't want to be responsible for people's crappy connections and whatnot. Because, you know, people start throwing down money and they'd be like, hey, God damn it. This ain't working how y'all said it was, you know. But if it's just kind of a bonus freebie, you can be like, yeah, I can use this if I want to, you know, but I'd rather play local.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Smart on their part.
Yeah, it's still also kind of surprising because, you know, NVIDIA is like fucking green-eyed monster.
Yeah.
Greed.
Well, I think too that they've never gotten it to where they're confident, like you said, that it'll actually work on everybody's crappy internet connection.
I don't think I'm ever going to buy another NVIDIA graphics card ever again after my last one.
What happened?
Why? What was wrong? Why, what happened?
Oh, it just gave me the worst time. It it was a couple years back before I rebuilt a whole new PC, and it just would freak out and shut my whole PC down, and I tried rolling back drivers, uninstalling, reinstalling, like, just, it was a whole mess.
What kind of card was it? Who's the manufacturer?
It was a GeForce. I can't remember. So it was a couple years ago. I think I have it somewhere, all the screenshots of it, but just frustrating. But I ended up going AMD, and I really like it. I haven't had any issues at all. So.
That's good to hear. I didn't realize you were on the red team, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I mean, I don't talk about it because I don't know much about it, so.
It's okay. That's okay. So Codemasters, and this is from Blues News, Codemasters is buying, man, my eyes are tired.
Slightly Mad Studios.
Slightly Mad Studios, thank you. Curlin, you play Project Cars quite a bit, don't you?
No, because it was built by Slightly Mad, but are one of the only games that has a certain car and a certain track in there that I like. So I wound up waiting until it hit like the humble bundle in order to check.
Now Codemasters is are responsible for Dirt, right?
Yeah, Dirt, Grid, all the F1s, and all of those. So for me, this is a good thing because I'm hoping that they scrap Slightly Mad's raggedy ass engine. I gotta say it exactly like that, but you know, keep all of the other patents and tech that they've built and incorporate all of that stuff into the Ego engine, which is what Codemasters uses as, you know, to build all their own racing games. Hopefully this turns out to be good and it's not just, we'll just buy the competition and use some of their stuff. Like, hopefully. If they do keep Slightly Mad together, I hope they make them, like, fix their bullshit.
Well, I'm thinking with something like this, it's usually the IP they want. I'm guessing Codemasters just wants the Project Cars IP.
Yeah, it could be. You know, no, it could also be a licensing thing, too. And it's like, well, hell, they got the license that we want. We just buy the whole damn studio.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that I was playing a lot of Jedi Fallen Order this week, and no surprise here that it's one of the best-selling games for EA in a long time. And it's number one in the Origin Store. And it's getting good reviews pretty much everywhere.
Are you sure? Because EA said that single-player games were dead.
Well, they're acting like that. They never said that now.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But they're so surprised that this game did so well.
Well, wasn't that just one exec that was talking out of his ass or something?
I thought it was the CEO.
It could have been.
No, it wasn't the CEO. It was someone else on that board, though.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and I think it was the CFO, and it's like, of course you would say that. You want to sell, you know, fucking juju trinkets to everybody. Like, of course you're going to say that single player is dead, because you don't need that shit in a single player game. So
I do have one complaint after spending so much time in it now. So as you go around, you find these, I'm not going to call them loot crates. It's kind of what they are, but obviously you're not paying for them. You find these crates, and they've got either skins or, yeah, basically skins. That's it. I have yet to find a single kyber crystal to change the color of my lightsaber, and I'm 24 hours in. And I'm getting to the point where I don't even bother looking for these crates anymore because I don't want another poncho design. I've already got all four of the outfits that you can get, and I don't need a new paint job for the ship. I just want a new kyber crystal so I can make my lightsaber purple. And
that's unfortunate. I was going to ask, what color did you go with?
I want purple.
Oh, you're going to do purple?
Yeah.
Purple's the best color. Heck yeah, tea purple.
but I can only find, or I haven't found any yet. I have an orange one for being in Origin Premier, but the other two colors are blue and green, and I haven't found any other colors yet. And I'm really hoping that that there are other colors out there to find in these boxes or at some point in the game, because I don't need a new poncho design. That's all I keep finding are new poncho designs and ship paint, you know, different designs for the ship. Or, oh, the little droid I got on me, on my back while I'm playing. But it is a good game. It really is a good game, and it keeps surprising me. Just when you think that your character has all the skills he's going to have, you learn a new one. And really enjoying it. Definitely. I've been playing it every day for at least a couple hours.
What's your total playtime so far?
About 24 hours total.
It's all right. It's a good time.
Yeah, for playing a couple hours a day. And I've been off of work, so I've been playing 2 to 4 hours every day since Wednesday.
Cool.
So I hope by next week we'll hear of a purple lightsaber.
I hope so too. I hope so too. I was excited when they made my single-bladed lightsaber a double-sided lightsaber. I wasn't expecting that. And then I get the feeling now that I'm going to be able to dual-wield lightsabers, which is really what I want to do. And so that's really cool. But I've almost maxed out the talent tree, so unless they add more to the talent tree at some point in the game, I have a feeling I'm getting close to the maximum potential of my character.
It's not like at the very, very end, like the last one. Like the big boom.
No, I only have a couple talents left in the talent tree to unlock that I can actually see. So, and I don't think I'm close to the end, but like I said, I keep going back and I know I'm re-killing the same enemies over and over again. So I'm kind of leveling up that way. And, so I think I've gotten almost pretty close to his maximum potential, but I'm not necessarily close to the end of the game. But again, it keeps surprising me, so we'll see. So AMD Ryzen Threadripper 3960 and 3970X, 24 and 32 cores on 7 nanometer. I guess it's proof that Threadripper is not dead.
That is correct. You remember in the first Fast and the Furious, he was like, dude, we're going to order 2 JZ engine and order overnight parts from Japan. And it will decimate all. That's what Threadripper is.
Yeah, I want to do a side-by-side here. My computer's not cooperating with me because I've got the Intel chip up as well. Let's see if I can do this here.
Like, the only thing that Intel had were price cuts because they got their ass whooped.
Yeah, I've got a side-by-side up now. Intel launched its 10980XE, 18-core, 36-thread, and it's $979. And that would compare, I guess it doesn't even really compare to the two Threadrippers that were just launched, because the Threadripper is 24 core, 48 thread for $1,399. And Intel doesn't even have anything to answer the 3970.
No, they don't. The closest Ryzen that, spec wise would be the 16 core 3950X that fits into the regular AM4 socket. And that's $749. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised to see Intel slashing prices at this point. It's really all they can do.
Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty far behind at this point.
Yeah, and they really need to be lower than what they are. But I guess it's the... Well, you know, people still like us, I guess. They'll spend the money. But no, the only thing that Intel has is an advantage is in its clock speed for the super lightly threaded workloads. And I mean, if you're doing gaming these days, contrary to what a lot of people say, a lot of these engines are multi-threaded.
If I was rebuilding my server at home, though, I have to say that the Core i9 1090XE would be tempting for cost savings at 18 cores, 36 threads, because it's $979. So it's a few hundred dollars cheaper than the $3960, and I think that's why they priced it that way.
But still, the move then would be to get a second-gen Threadripper.
That's true, yeah. Which is in the box here too,
right? So I mean, you like when I bought my 2920X Threadripper, it was like $300, and that was right after the 3900X launch. So I can imagine what the price is now.
For what? Which one?
For the 2920X.
2920 is $649.
The 2920?
The TR2920X Threadripper 2020, 12 core, 24 thread is $649 for the second generation.
Where are you looking? Newegg?
No, I'm on, there's a link here in the show notes. I'm in a Nantech.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, they have a box. If you scroll down, they have third, second generation, and then Ryzen 3000 series.
Yeah, because if you go to Micro Center's website, they're still $299.99.
Oh.
Yeah, and you even save $30 when you buy a motherboard to put it in.
So Micro Center has the 2920X for $299?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yep.
This table's way off then.
Yeah, the 2950X is twice that for four more cores.
I wonder if it's a Black Friday sale or a holiday sale, because this article's from November 25th.
I doubt it, because that is the same exact price that I paid for my Threadripper in July. I don't think they've changed the price.
So they just got the wrong data here.
Either that, or maybe they have their shopping data from somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you wanted to get one, you could get it cheap. Well, cheap is relative, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's really all the news we have. You guys pick up anything on the Black Friday sales?
Yeah, I got a couple things. I wasn't planning on it, and then I opened the floodgates.
What'd you get?
All right, so what did I get? So I saw, I'm going to hold this up to the camera so no one can see it. the Philips light bar. I used to love those old Mad Catz gaming lights that you put behind your screen and it splashes against the wall, and the AMBX software reads your screen and does the exact color to the edges. And I used to love that. I thought it was awesome. And it's also good for your eyes too. So unfortunately that doesn't work the best with Windows 10 anymore. So I picked this up, which hopefully will work fine. It actually just arrived last night. I just haven't had a chance to break it open and test it out yet. So I got that. What else did I get? Bit the bullet.
Wait, I got a question about your Philips Hue thing. Yeah. That works with gaming?
That's what I read. Synchronize your light with games right on the box.
Nice. I guess the game developer has to implement that in the game though, right? Or
I don't think so. It's from what it used to be, the AMBX software, the Mad Catz gaming lights, was just like an API, so the AMBX would just be right over. Hold on. Oh, cramp. Oh, son of a bitch. All right.
Grady's having a heart attack again.
So it would just read like the color palette of the screen, you know, similar to a pass-through when you're doing your screen capture stuff. So it doesn't have to be in the game itself. It's just all whatever. That's the way I always thought. So I'm guessing this is just the same. I'm hoping.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the Mad Cat's lights hooked into DirectX somehow, and that's how they did it.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I mean that was so long ago, but we'll see.
That's cool. Now I want that.
Well, let me break it out first and let you know how well it works.
Yeah, let me know how it works.
What else did I do? An iPad original for my wife. Just the 32 gigabyte size one. I'm not happy with the size, but the price was all right. It was $70 off, plus we had a coupon for another $20. This is all Monopoly money, right? So $90 off. Paid $330, I think, for that. I got myself a new 128 iPad Air. Paid $920 for that. That was $45 off. I mean, Apple never goes on sale, right? So $45 is $45, I guess. What else? I can look at that list now. I'll just go with the best deal. The best deal I got was a Sennheiser PCX 550 wireless Bluetooth headphones. These are the ones that I wear usually. I have the 560s for work because they integrate with Skype audio. So the 550s don't have that, which is fine because they're just using them for iPads and whatnot. And I got those for half price. So it was a historic all-time low. So I was pretty stoked about that. Because like I had to get a pair of Bluetooth headset for my son because we're going away to Europe next year, 7-hour flight. And I didn't really want to spend, you know, a couple $100 on an 11, you know, a wireless headset for an 11-year-old. But I also didn't want just to get them junk too. So this is perfect. Fit right in there. And then I got the Nest thermostat. So we'll see how that works out. And that's it. That's all I got so far.
Thanks for making me feel poor.
Did I mention I just remortgaged my house?
Okay. All right.
I know. It's like, fuck, I'm doing it wrong. Like,
right.
<You know?
laughs> Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't get anything for myself. My wife picked up a few deals for the kids. I can't say on the podcast just in case. I know my son listens to it once in a while, so I can't say what she picked up a deal on. But, you know, for me personally, I didn't. I did buy one thing. I bought a Carhartt flannel shirt because it was on sale from $40, and I got it for $20.
I still wish I had my Carhartt jacket because that was the warmest jacket ever. And I always lived in warm climates. And when I moved or got stationed in North Carolina, I was introduced to the Carhartt jacket. Damn, that thing was so warm.
Yep. I have one. I still have mine. I used to build houses. And in the wintertime, it was indispensable. It definitely kept me warm. I still wear it when I go snowmobiling.
I imagine the flannel shirt's pretty nice.
Yeah, I've been wanting some of the Carhartt flannel work shirts for when I'm doing yard work and stuff to kind of keep me warm. Yeah, it's crazy how much I looked at the North Face ones. The lined ones from North Face are over $100. Like, I think I'll need to wait for a clearance sale. But Carhartt's usually, you know, it lasts a long time and it's warm, so... That was my little deal that I got. That's about it, really.
You guys have got Cyber Monday going on too, right?
Soon, yeah. I'm hoping to pick something up on Cyber Monday. Just one of those deals that you can't pass up.
Yeah, we'll see how it all pans out.
I just tend to find like Black Friday is just generally overrated. So I didn't really do any Black Friday shopping, but I had to go into town, so I was like, you know what, I'll go by the thrift shop because why not? Well, it turns out it was half off of everything. I'm like, hell yeah. So I look around and I found a sewing machine. I've wanted to learn to sew for the longest time since I was like a teenager, but learning to sew from my mother, just she has no patience whatsoever. So that didn't work out very well. But it's like, it works just fine. And it's like $550. And I got it for $10.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, yes. I was pretty happy. I saw that and I was like, holy crap, this works. Well, I guess I'm finally learning how to sew. So there we go.
Nice.
I have a story. When I was a kid, my mother gave me this little mini sewing machine to play around with. And it was really old. I think it was hers. She just wanted to give me something to shut me up because I kept taking my toys. I was the kid that took my toys apart to see how they work. So all my stuff was broken. And because I could take it apart, but I couldn't put it back together. So she gives me this little mini sewing machine, right? And I decide I'm going to fix all my dad's work shirts. So I went and pulled them out of the drawer. Now, keep in mind, I'm like 8. Went and pulled them out of the drawer, and I tried to sew them in this little sewing machine. And I ended up sewing the sleeve shut. And needless to say, he needed new work shirts.
That's funny. Yeah.
But I didn't injure myself, so I had that going for me.
That's the important part.
Yeah. Well, that's about all we have for this week, unless you guys have anything else.
No, I'm good for this week.
Good.
Tapped out.
Born week.
Yeah, it really was. So for our listeners, we don't closely monitor Twitter very much, so if you want to continue the conversation about gaming, interact with us on our Discord. Join our Discord. The AFK Podcast is a production of the 10-6 gaming community. You can find the AFK Podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you will find links to our Steam group and more. And join our Discord for more PC gaming and hardware discussion. So for me, for Curlin, for Logan, and for Whitney, we'll see you next week. See you, Jerry.
Bye.
Peace.
Deuces.